This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of police in the Philippines will start wearing body cameras during operations, its police chief said Friday, heeding demands from human rights groups for accountability after thousands of killings and allegations of cover-ups. The announcement comes after public outrage over the fatal shooting on Monday of a woman by an off-duty policeman, which led to condemnation from activists who say police brutality has become systematic under President Rodrigo Duterte and his bloody war on drugs. The shooting of 52-year-old Lilibeth Valdez was recorded on a mobile phone and shared on social media. Administrative and criminal charges have been filed against the policeman. Philippine police have been accused of executing suspects, then staging crime scenes and fabricating reports, emboldened by what activists say is a culture of impunity under Duterte. One of Germany's leading Catholic bishops, Cardinal Reinhold Marx, said Friday he had offered Pope Francis his resignation over the church's, quote, institutional and systematic failure in its handling of child sex abuse scandals. The stunning decision comes after the church in Germany, like in many places, was shaken by allegations of wide-ranging abuse by clergymen against minors. In a letter from Marx last month to the Pope published Friday, he wrote about how it was important for him to share the responsibility for the catastrophe of the sexual abuse by church officials over the past decades. Investigations and reports have, quote, consistently shown there have been many personal failures and administrative mistakes, but also institutional or systemic failure, added Marx, who was president of the German Bishops' Conference from 2012 to 2020. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization senior advisor said Friday wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making doses available immediately to cover a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. The WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surpluses instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups such as children, and so far they've donated 150 million doses through the COVAX sharing program. But the official said Friday only a small portion of those doses will actually be available in the short term in June, July, and August, and that's when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised a U.S. plan announced Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said Friday the Pfizer vaccine is safe for adolescents aged 12 to 15 after a, quote, rigorous review following similar assessments in the European Union and United States. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency approved the two-shot jab following clinical trials among younger age groups, saying the vaccine had met the expected standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness. A government committee on vaccination will now decide if and when to begin administering doses to the age group. The British regulator's approval follows that of the European Medicines Agency and U.S. Food and Drug Administration last month for the younger cohort to receive the Pfizer jab. The United States has started administering the vaccine to adolescents, while EU members will do so later this month. Britain was the first Western country to start a mass immunization drive in December. The government said Thursday that half of adults have now received both doses, mainly Pfizer or AstraZeneca. More than three-quarters of adults have received at least one dose. And one of Japan's sporting heroes and a member of the local Olympic Committee said on Friday her nation has been, quote, cornered into pressing ahead with the Games despite public opposition during the coronavirus pandemic. The comments by Japanese Olympics Committee board member Kaori Yamaguchi add to rancor around Japan, where the games were postponed last year but are now due to start on July 23rd despite a fourth wave of infections. Most Japanese oppose hosting the Olympics, but some foreign athletes have already started arriving, and organizers insist the $15 billion global sports showpiece remains on track. Yamaguchi accused the International Olympic Committee and Japan's government and Tokyo 2020's organizing body of shunning dialogue and overriding public opinion. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.